Morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Winks, all the story at Randwick on Saturday.
Yeah, it was amazing, wasn't it? I was just privileged and fortunate to be part of it on that day. And yeah, I mean, it was one of those days that will go down in history. And I think the image for me, guys, I mean, there was so much. I mean, you know, lots been made, hasn't it, of the fact when Winks and Chris Waller came back and basically bowed to the crowd there after the race, which was something special. But for me, the biggest moment I'll take out of it was when people were lining the gates of Allison Road there, and she went to the gates, and even afterwards when Hugh Bowman took her along the gates there, for people to actually be peering through the gates alongside there just to grab a glimpse of Winks with the sellout crowd there. Obviously, they couldn't get in, and that was something special for me. I can't remember seeing it in racing, not in the modern days anyway, where people are doing that, and that just shows how much she's, you know, gripped the nation really, and how popular she really is. So for me, I was at the track on Saturday, and when those photos came up on the big screen, I must admit, I got a bit overwhelmed. But I was thinking, you know, like, this doesn't happen in our sport. This happens in the big sports, maybe, you know, the big ones, the AFL and NRL, I'd expect this to happen, but not in horse racing. So that was quite a special moment for me.
Yeah, I got a little bit overwhelmed when Millard reaction and Flit got beaten. But apart from that, no, I you're right, Brad. And I pointed out to friends, like, have a look at this, because the jockeys all came out of the jockeys room that weren't riding, and many of them went to the inside track just so they could actually, you know, be up close and personal to it. It was remarkable. And those images that came out, I tell you, and now we just await, really. Retirement is an absolute locked indefinite, if you can ever say that. And it's a matter of what stallion will serve Winks now.
Yeah, exactly right. Plenty to choose from, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I don't know about bloodlines and who fits who best and all
sort
of stuff.
I'm sure.
No, I'm not an expert there either. But
they'll get plenty of advice.
It'd be interesting to see how she does go at stud, because we know, you know, a lot of these champions, they leave so much out on the track that sometimes they don't produce the greatest horses at stud either. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully she produces some great ones in the future, and we can live on, and her memories will live on through her progeny.
Yeah, well, it was about Winks, but it was also about Chris Waller, and it's gone a little bit unnoticed.
Oh, he does
we've
all the
spoken
time.
About it a little bit this morning, but claiming you know, three Group Ones for the day and taking his total now to 101 Group Ones, it's a fine achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, it just goes to show the champion he is, really, doesn't it? You're right, it was a bit of a subplot there on the weekend, but 99, very elegant. I mean, the job he's done with this filly's been amazing, considering, you know, she's just been able to relax so well her last two starts. And I remember watching the race, and as soon as I saw her relax that well again, I thought, wow, it's going to be very hard to beat. And she ran out the 2400, no issue at all, and was very, very strong there. And has been the dominant three-year-old filly in those staying events. And, of course, Shrey Row, the other one, the Sydney Cup, he just relished getting back onto a dry surface there. So, yeah, Chris Waller, 99 to 101. And, gee, there's no stopping him either. He's still in the, you know, he's flying at the moment. He's the trainer, so I'm sure he will be for many, many years to come.
You know what I'm filthy about? On this program, I've tipped both those horses to our listeners.
Yeah, you weren't on either.
And I weren't on either of them. I sacked Shiraha, and then very elegant, I thought $2, I don't know whether I can take that.
Look,
I'll go.
No one said it was easy, Loz. No one said it was easy. I can tell you, it's remarkable. We are now talking about the Everest, because we saw two horses on the weekend at Randwick, Brad, who I'm pretty sure their ownership are eyeing off the $14 million, who knows, $15 or $16 million Everest come October.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty in the boat, isn't there? And also the Golden Eagle's been thrown around as well for, you know, plenty of horses there on the weekend. Cause Fleet Legend was super in the RFL 3-year-old sprint. Fasika made it 3 from 3 in the South Pacific. Millard Reaction was pretty unlucky there as well. And yeah, I mean, you know, I made this point on the show last week that in the sprinting ranks now, there's some holes there, and we'll see who can step up, because there's been quite a few horses retired in recent weeks, not just sprinting ranks, but overall, of course, you know, the Great Mare Winks is the highlight, but there's a lot of others there as well. So there's a lot of horses now that can step up in Australian racing and fight for some really big prize money in months to come.
Well, Brad, I'm going to put you on the spot. Crystal ball, the next 12 months.
Yeah.
The horse what's the horse that we'll all be talking about? What's who'll take over from Winx? Or is there one there that won't? That will? Or is there not a horse that'll be, obviously not as dominant, but who'll be the horse that we'll be all
who's
talking
the next
about?
Superstar?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a few there that can step up. But I think Mystic Journey might be the one. She's been amazing in what she's done down south, really, and the fact that they put her away and head towards the Cox Plate, she looks very, very exciting. There was a lot of talk there of who was better, or the Autumn Sun or Mystic Journey, and I think it's fair to say, in recent starts, I think Mystic Journey would have that mantle, so she might be the one. Classique Legend, if he stayed in Australia, could fill that void, but I do think that you'd have to think that he'd be heading to Hong Kong at some stage, so we probably won't see him, unfortunately, for a long time. Hopefully he stays around for the spring, but yeah, Mystic Journey is probably the one at this stage that I'm getting, you know, the one that I think is the most likely to fill that void. But as you said, guys, I don't know if any horse is going to do what she's done.
No, we don't think so. No. It was a memorable day, a day never to be forgotten. We thank you so much for that, Brad.
Thanks, guys.